Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome, everyone, to Simpin' After Dark.
This is Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria D. Wells, your host of the podcast.
Here at Simpin' After Dark, we like to pick a song that we both vibe to and pick lyrics, get into it, and talk about how we feel, how it makes us feel.
Exactly. And we like to talk about relationships. We like to talk about relationships with love.
Fuckboys.
With friends.
Moms.
More fuckboys.
And more fuckboys.
And usually... they're usually pretty sad songs about some fuckboys who have hurt us in the past.
Can you tell we're hurt?
We're hurt.
Who hurt us?
A lot of people.
Life. This world.
Tragedy.
The dark place.
But you know what? It's okay because music is healing. And I think that's a great way to get how you feel out so you don't feel that negativity anymore.
Yeah. I was just telling you, when we do this, it's kind of like therapy for me.
Absolutely.
Free therapy. Like if I'm feeling something, I'm like... yo, this song, and I hit Victoria, and I'm like, yo, I got a good one.
Just to be clear, our podcast is not therapy, so.
Yeah, so this is not FDA approved? I don't fucking know.
I don't know what you would call it, but you know, you could call it a form of therapy. Either way, this podcast is a fun way to kind of just break down the songs of today, the past, the future.
Yeah, we'll do some throwback songs eventually, but you know, we're easing into it. I think this is our 8th episode. Maybe it might be different if we rearrange it once we drop them, but yeah, just so you guys know. So today we are doing a song by Boogie called Time featuring Snow Allegra. It's off his album Everything's for Sale, and it's actually the last track on the album. It's a short song, but it's dope.
It's actually a bop.
It's a fucking bop.
You already
know. Before we forget.
It's so good. It's a short song, but you know those songs that you wish were longer?
This is it.
You know what another song that is really good that I wish was longer?
What?
The Wavy interlude on the Control album.
I always say she needs to turn that into a full song.
Yeah,
SZA,
yeah.
Coming through.
Yeah. You know we're going to have her on an episode. That's a special one.
Yes. And we need to do also a Megan Thee Stallion song. She's going to have a song with SZA, you know. And I believe with Jhené Aiko too.
Oh, it's going to be
too much good shit coming. So
you know the podcasts are going to keep coming, y'all.
Yes.
But on today's episode, Time. Oh, Boogie. Boogie, this one hurt.
Boogie.
It hurt.
All the songs on the album, like it was hard to just pick one, but this one specifically was just like resonating for me. It felt good. I was like, this is the one. And we keep saying that we're going to do a Snow Allegra song. So this is kind of like a nice little like a... What's the word?
Transition.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're on the same wavelength.
Yes, I knew it.
We should start a podcast together.
What?
But you all know.
Right. So let's play a little snippet before we get into it.
Let's hit it.
Tell me it ain't right, though. I say it's in your mind, but do it every time. I hit you in your eyes, but never in a lie. To fuck with you at night, though.
I can't let you go, although I know. Although I
hurt my soul.
Whew. First of all, how beautiful is her voice,
bro?
And her
face. I just watched, listened, everything.
Right
to her Tiny Desk concert.
Oh.
It's kind of short. I was sad. She only does three songs, but she fucking sounds so amazing, and she comes through with like a
I haven't watched it yet because I know. I'm like waiting to like light a fat blunt, like set the mood, light my salt lamp. You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
You know, I had that incense going. Exactly. It was a vibe, but.
Yeah, so maybe pull out my vibrator. I don't know. You know? I don't know. Maybe I would masturbate to Snow.
Hell yeah. Singing and then just seeing how beautiful she is. And then just, she comes through with like the strings, the keys, like full fucking band.
Wow,
like
I love
beautiful.
That. I love Tiny Desk concert. Shout out.
NPR.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out to them.
So but she song. Only has like a little verse at like the very end. So that was the outro that we played for you guys just now. So I guess we can take it from the beginning.
We need to talk about this song.
Yes. So what is it about?
I got a lot to say.
What is it about? It's about, you know, a relationship. I don't know if it's like a full-blown relationship for his very specific perspective or what he wrote it about, but it's like two people that start to blur the line of like what was love and something that was like solid to like now it's just like you're hitting each other up just to come through late at night. Just to fuck, and it's like you start losing the connection and the emotion, and now it's just lust.
Wow.
Ow.
Okay, but the chorus. I want to talk about the chorus.
All right. So he says, "You tell me all the time, no. You tell me it ain't right. I treat you like a side hoe."
Damn. Hold on. "You tell me all the time, no. You tell me it ain't right. I treat you like a side hoe. I hit you when your eyes low.
But never in the light. I fuck with you at night, though."
So he's straight up saying, like, I'm only going to hit you up at night.
Like, he knows what it is. He's saying, I guess.
When your
like,
eyes low, obviously, that's when you're smoking. Yeah,
so he's
like,
saying what she says to him. And he does that in, like, a lot of his songs. Like, he has, like, a song where he's straight up just, like, it sounds like he's, like, reading, like, the transcripts to a voicemail or, like, a letter or something. Uh-huh. He just, like, says it from, like, straight up the girl's perspective. So that's what he's saying. Like, you tell me all the time, whatever. Like, next line, you need to let your pride go. That's what he's telling her.
Yeah.
I say it's in your mind, but do it every time, though. Like, he's telling her, like, let it go. You're thinking too much about it. Like, I love you, girl. I think him in his head, he still thinks, like, it's okay. More than just, like, late night booty calls. Because that's what it started as, but that love has faded.
Okay, I really enjoy your perspective of this song.
Okay.
I really like that. I like how you switched it up. So he's hitting her perspective, her voice to him, and then he's hitting it back.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck? You always say no to me. You're always hitting me up only at night. And he's like, no, dude, look.
Chill.
I'm busy. Like, let's just get together when we get together. Let's just, who's hitting you up this late at night? Speaking of.
Nas.
Speaking of Nas,
Mr. Nas Red.
Shout out Mr. Nas Red and the Wild 7 podcast, because we are recording here at the Wild 7 headquarters in downtown LA. So if you hear a little life in the background, don't mind us. We're having a great time.
You know where we at. So yeah, the song is like, hits me right in my feels. It's so good. It's so raw.
Okay, you know what? Wow. Oh my God. I feel like that changes everything I had to say about this song. When I was I got a lot to say.
All right, so then the chorus goes on. He's like, you tell me, come over, but not when I'm so faded. Can I come when I'm sober? So that's what the girl's saying. And then he's like, I do it every time, though. And then she's like, come over. And he's like, it is what it is.
So he's just like, it is what it is.
Like, it is. I think he's trying to hold on to something that's not there anymore. Because then if we get to... I guess we could just jump into like Snow's outro part, because this is her perspective now. She's like, I can't let you go, although I know you're not even good for me. No, I should be alone. You hurt my soul. I should know better, but I do it all the time.
Okay, can I tell you my perspective?
Yes, hit me.
So I think like the whole beginning of this song is like, this is him. I think this is all him. Just saying, mm-hmm. like, you tell me all the time, no, you tell me it ain't right. I treat you like a side hoe. This is what he's saying. Like, you're saying I treat you like a side hoe. I only hit you when your eyes low, but never in the light. Like, he's saying basically, like, he just fucks with her at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is. I just fuck with you at night. And I think Snow's part, I think Snow's part is her saying, like, I think I know what you want, and I know it's bad, but I still want it.
Yeah, it's like you'd rather have like
any
the little
piece.
Bit of what is left of this dying motherfucking love.
Oh my god!
Then to let it go.
Yes, I was just thinking about that today. I was like, it's fucked up that you would like almost want the ugliest part of someone just to have any part of them.
Yeah,
because you're so desperate for that.
Like, you know, the shit's been dying.
Yes. So you would rather
it's dead.
You would rather this shitty person who's high as fuck or like not sober, not into it. You would rather have that than just not have nothing at all because you want that so bad.
Yes, yes. Oh,
and then that's when Snow down at the bottom, she hits it out. I can't let you go. Although I know.
She fucking knows.
You're not good for me. She's like, she knows.
She said,
like,
you hurt my soul. Like,
I should be alone. You hurt my soul.
Yeah, she knows this is hurtful. So there's like this other verse. Yeah, so it's chorus. Verse, boogie. So he's like, let go of your pride. Can I come inside? Do you got a light? But you don't even smoke anymore. You ain't laughing at my jokes anymore. Like, it's dead. And then she's like, what'd she say? Why you think I'm going to be awake until 4, like, in the morning? Like, he's hitting her up late as fucking night.
Yeah.
But she still lets him in. It's 4 in the morning. And she's, like, giving him shit about it. You know? And that's what happens.
I mean, yeah, you
when
could close the door.
Someone, it's like,
fuck, you could not answer.
Yeah. But it's, like, you're still allowing this to happen.
And that's why Snow's, like, I know this isn't good for me, but fuck.
I know.
Oh, this is the worst.
Let's
I've
cry.
Been there.
Let's cry. Same. It's sad.
Damn, dude, it's terrible. It's so sad. It's so sad that you would like degrade or like lower your standards or your morals because you're just like so desperate for that love from that person.
Yeah.
Any kind of love, even if it's shitty.
Like, would you rather be alone or fucking
mi corazón.
Have this? Mi corazón.
Shit,
I love
man.
How you say that. Yeah.
This was a real simping song.
Yeah, like I'm fucking sad now.
Can we listen to a little bit of it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo, you tell me all the time. Yo. You tell me all the time. No, you tell me it ain't right. I treat you like a side. I hit you in your eyes, low, but never in the light. I fuck with you at night. No, you need to let your pride go. I say it's in your mind, but do it every time. No, I hit you in your eyes, low, but never in the light. I fuck with you at night. No. Tell me come over.
But not when I'm so faded. Can I come when I'm sober?
Oh, God. Yes, like, damn. Wow, a bop.
A fucking bop.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, yeah. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
A couple of tweets.
Oh, tweet.
All right, so this little segment of our podcast, we kind of like to bring up some tweets that are maybe relevant, maybe they're not. We don't know. We don't really care.
We don't decide. It's whatever we see on Twitter. We're going to talk about it.
And if you feel some type of way, you should email us.
Because we want to hear what you got to say.
But we also don't care. Email us at
SimpinAfterDark@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on Instagram.
You can DM us at SimpinAfterDark.
Or you can DM us personally at Victoria D. Wells.
At Ash_Friday_.
But honestly, that's creepy. I'm just being honest.
It's a little creepy. Like, stick to business, you know? Simpin After Dark.
Simpin After Dark.
We're there. We haven't...
Hit us there.
Yeah. Just give us a follow.
Find us there.
Give us a follow. Keep there.
Don't hit on me. I don't want you.
So here's a tweet. Rules of dating. Bumbleclat. Say it.
Bumbleclat.
Nobody knew what the fuck that meant at first. I think everyone thought
ignorant.
No, because I think everyone was thinking it meant like the same thing as what was that other fucking thing everyone was saying? Scope tumana, whatever. Scope autonoma. I don't fucking know. One of those words that you read over and over, but you don't say it out loud, so you don't realize you don't know how to say it.
I have plenty of those loaded in my brain. Yeah. I just don't want to say them because I'm gonna embarrass myself.
So bumbleclat. It actually. People are using it really wrong. I've seen like Jamaican Twitter be like, what the fuck? But basically it means, what's your opinion on this, right? So rules of dating.
According to Twitter.
Yes.
Not
according to Twitter.
And actual.
Yes. Actual people. Linguistics. That fucking know. Yeah. So it says by at Carrie Fuki, K-A-R-R-I-F-O-O-K-I-E.
Faruqi?
She said, oh, damn it. Carrie Fuki. No, Carrie Fuki.
Carrie Faruqi?
Carrie Fuki.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought you were talking about Carrie Faruqi.
No.
I don't know who either one is, but.
Yeah. So she said, I used to think communication was key, but it's really comprehension. A person can talk all day, but them understanding is the key. True. Which that's kind of relevant to this song. Like, you can keep communicating over and over, like, yo, you need to fucking hit me in the daylight if you actually love me. If it's more than just like late night.
Yeah.
Booty calls. But if the other person isn't comprehending, then they're just going to keep hitting you at night when the eyes low, treating you like a sad hoe.
Unless you know they comprehend that shit, they just don't give a fuck.
That's true. Some people just don't give a fuck.
But comprehension was a large subject in high school that a lot of people failed at.
Reading comprehension. Mm-hmm. I literally am just like floored sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll say shit over and over and like people no comprehension. Will be like, so what you're saying is, and just say some wrong ass shit that I did not just fucking say.
Because they're not listening to you.
Yeah.
They're just like, waiting for you to stop talking.
They're listening just to like defend themselves, hit you with some bullshit excuses, and try to like turn it around on you.
Yep.
Not actually listen. Like, so many arguments and misunderstandings could be solved. Men, women, everyone does
people.
It.
People.
Yes. If you would just shut the fuck up, listen, soak in it. You don't have to respond right away. Just take it in, see where they're coming from, and be like, yeah, like, you're right, and I'm sorry.
Come from a place of understanding.
Yes, because, like, if you're sorry about what you did, like, I think people are scared to, like, accept responsibility and say sorry. So they'd rather, like, try to be like, no, I didn't do this, even though they did it.
Yeah.
And take the blame off themselves instead of just admitting themselves. It. Yeah, people don't want to be wrong, so they'd rather just, like, argue it to the fucking death.
Oh, God. I got a tweet.
Yes.
By at all. I'm trying. I'm sorry.
Spell it out.
What the fuck? Okay. No, I got this. Okay. Aaliyah the Guru. Aaliyah the Guru.
It took you a minute.
That's okay. I made it. And that's what counts.
Yes.
Some people will never feel sorry about what they did to you. They will go on thinking that they didn't do anything wrong. And that's okay. It's not your job to worry about how they handle their karmic lessons. Karma is a shooter that never misses.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah. Ain't that the motherfucking truth?
Blah.
Yes. So we all hope that karma comes and does.
Oh, karma
her
will.
Thing, and I believe she will. Sometimes you might not be around to see it happen, but that's just you having to trust the universe.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the
like,
universe has your back.
Yeah, like, let it go and just know that it will be handled.
Absolutely. That's why you need to always strive to be a good person.
Yeah.
And people who aren't good people, that's okay. You'll get yours.
Yes, the fuck you will.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be fake.
Mm-mm.
Act like you're a good person when you're not.
Exactly. So are you trying to be Boogie? Are you trying to be the dude that's like, look, you're good, it's fine, I'll hit you when I hit you.
Don't trip.
Like, no.
It's all in your head, boo. I actually love you. I know it's 4 a.m. and I'm drunk and high.
But oh well.
But I love you. It's all good. You're thinking about it too much. Let it go.
Ooh.
Lose your pride, man. Like, what? Nah.
My favorite
Speak
is,
up for yourself.
My favorite is be chill.
Oh, God.
I'm super chill.
Yeah.
Super chill.
chill.
Super fucking chill.
We did a whole episode on chill.
Yep. Come through and chill. No, not yet.
On
but
chill.
That's a good one.
On chill.
On Wale. Chill. Oh, Wale.
Yes.
Damn it.
Go listen to that one. It's a good one, too.
Oh, it's a really good one.
It's one of my favorites.
But you know what? Tweet. Okay, let's read it out.
This is a good one. It's by, I think some of you may know, Uber Facts. This account trips me out. Some of the shit that they say, I'm like, wait, are you lying? But they're verified, so it must be true.
Oh, no.
Like, that's just all right.
Anything that is written on Twitter
it's
is
fucking
fact.
100% facts.
It's, I don't know what to tell you.
That's just, it is what it is.
So go ahead and read the tweet.
So it says, people who want to keep their exes as close friends are more likely to be narcissistic psychopaths, according to research published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences. How you feel about that? Do you agree?
I think it's true.
All right, so you don't keep your exes around?
Don't. I
Me
do
either.
Not.
Me either. Thank God. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
People that are like, oh, it didn't work out, but like, because I've seen people in like the thread. Oh, the first reply is by @brgtu, whatever that means. They're like, how about the acceptance that an intimate relationship didn't work out, but friendship can still be a possibility? I think it's more narcissistic to cut someone off just because you couldn't make it work as partners and disregard blah, blah, blah.
Because I
screenshotted it and I cut it off.
So do you see how when a person says one thing, they assume the complete opposite automatically? That tweet said nothing about cutting anybody off.
Exactly.
Said nothing about cutting anybody off. But he said, so you have to cut someone off? No, that's not true. It just means that you're not keeping someone as a friend.
As a friend.
My ex follows me on Instagram. I'm not
exactly.
bad.
Like,
but
I don't hate my exes.
No.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to be like, let's be BFF.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that shit's weird.
So people love to assume that if you say something,
they just
want to
argue.
Yeah, like, it means opposite.
Twitter
but
is just everybody wanting to fucking argue with everybody. But yeah, I think it's fucking weird. And I just don't think it's going to be helpful in any future relationship you have with somebody if you're still friends with an ex.
I agree.
I wouldn't be comfortable
with
my man being fucking friends with this ex.
Nope.
Better cut them hoes off.
Why?
There's no fucking reason.
Exactly.
Like, you guys used to fuck. Like, your dick was in her pussy. Like, she does not need to be around you.
Get away.
Get the fuck
away. Insert alarm sound.
Don't mess with my man.
What?
I'm gonna be the one to break it to you. Yes, that's it.
My girlfriend. Oh my god, it sounds like we're just breaking up.
I know. But anyway, okay. Y'all get the picture. Like,
look,
stop
okay.
being friends with your ex. It's weird.
Well, no, I just look. If you do that, that's cool. But you're most likely a narcissist.
Yes, obviously, Uber Facts said it. So there's a fucking research published somewhere. Nobody's saying you have to fucking hate them and put like a fucking curse on them. Just, you don't have to be friends. Like, you could be cool. Like, don't fucking twist my words. If you have a problem with it, email me at simpinafterdark@gmail.com. Fucking fight me. I'll probably ignore you anyway.
That's right, because we don't really care about what you guys think.
I don't argue with no fucking stupid heads.
And this is our podcast.
Or fuck heads.
Or
fuck you.
We're going to end this podcast on a positive note.
Yes.
And say that for all you fuck boys that have broken our hearts out there.
Eat my.
You got some nice beards. You sons of bitches.
Get away from me.
I see a beard, I go blind. That's gonna be like, I'm trademarking.
Get that tattooed.
That.
Put
okay,
it on
whoa.
Your put it on your tombstone.
I am not tattooing if I see a beard, I go blind on my
body. Kidding. But you
could imagine
just tattoo
I shake someone's hand. It's there on my forearm.
Let them know. Let them know. Anyway,
I never wanted
stay
this job
away.
In the first place.
But you don't need a beard to be a hot man.
No.
We love our no beard men. Do we? Not Victoria. Her face
Look.
Is disgusting right now. Just kidding.
That's not true. I love all shapes and sizes of men.
Yes.
Any kind of man. Not any kind. Not a fuck boy. Not a fuck
or
boy.
Or fake nice boys.
But you know what, guys? Email us so we can have something to talk about. Because actually,
yeah.
We aren't gonna talk about anything you email us because we don't.
We might. We love to talk shit, so we might talk shit about you next episode if you have something stupid as fuck to say.
Until next time.
Next time. Bye.